Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and today we're going to be talking about people of great faith, people that Jesus noticed as he ministered around Israel as being people of great faith, people who participated in the kingdom purposes, and they're going to be the kind of people you wouldn't expect to have faith. So we're going to look at God's word, and we're going to be encouraged by God's word. It's really, really exciting, and I want you to listen and tune in, because I know that you want to have great faith in God and see the impossible things done. You want your friends and family cured of diseases. You want to see the mountains moved. Before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, open our spiritual eyes and spiritual ears so that we'll behold wonderful things out of your word. Help us to learn from Jesus. Help us to learn from the Bible. Help us to learn how to have faith. Help us to walk in the plans and the purposes of God. Strengthen us in your word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So, who are the two people that Jesus commends? One is a Roman centurion and the other is a Syrophoenician woman. Let's look what the scriptures have to say. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 13. When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, appealing to him and saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed in terrible distress." And he, Jesus, said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion answered, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and the slave does it." When Jesus heard him, he was amazed and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and will eat with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the heirs of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to the centurion Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you according to your faith." And the servant was healed in that hour. Later on in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, 21 to 28. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. So we find that these two people are commended by Jesus for their faith. Neither of them were Jewish people. None of them were from the establishment. These were people on the margins, a Roman centurion and a Syrophoenician woman, both Gentiles. And so what made Jesus say that these people had great faith? And we find both of them are asking for things outside of themselves. One is asking for his servant. The other is asking for her daughter. And they are asking for people that are close to their heart, for them to be healed or for a demon to be cast out. And they ask in such a way that Jesus says, this person has great faith. The first person understood that Jesus was too high and too holy to come into his house. He was humble before Jesus. Now, centurions had a huge place. They had servants. They had people who came and go. This guy could have had a lot of social status. He could have been someone that just expected Jesus to turn up. He'd expect Jesus to come into his house and do this and do that. A lot of rich people are like that.